And here we are in beautiful Columbus, ladies and gentlemen, Columbus, Mississippi, the flower of the South. Rent auditorium, beautiful Rent auditorium here on historic Mississippi University for women. May it always be known. Thank you for having us here. Beautiful place. However, if a name change is in the offing, how about the Mississippi University of Welty? That'd be good too, I think. Mississippi University for whatever. Mississippi University for mostly women. Mississippi State of Women. Combine the two, you know. Women of the State of Mississippi. Mississippi University for all y'all. The University of the Four County Electric Power Association. Mississippi University of Your Gender Here. Where the motto is, got a problem with that? In Latin, of course. Brought to you by the friends of the XX chromosome. University of the Hitching Lot Holiday Market. Where the women is going to rise again. Beautiful campus. Callaway Hall, after the great Cab Callaway. Here on campus. The Hogwarts Dining Center. Hogwarts Student Union, or Chapel, where an owl has been in prison for 150 years. It's kind of a record, I think, for owl imprisonment. The Grossnickel Hall, named for the first Jew to pass through on campus, and the only, until now, actually. He was just passing through, but they named a hall after him. That must be nice. Bubbles Gym, for the exotic dancer who attended in the 20s. Worked the Air Force Base, you know, back in the biplane days. Bubbles Gym, of course, is where the Fighting Welties train. Robert Hall experimented in menswear early in the century. The Font Library, not for the font of heart. Some pressure for a name change. Inexplicably from the board wants to rename the W for a French automaker and call it Renault University. I can't... It makes no sense to me. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I say, let the Magnolia chain be unbroken, ladies and gentlemen. Lest the 100th night be held in Rick's Club with midget wrestlers. That'll be next, you see. Lady Gaga will be singing in the cafeteria. Oktoberfest, just another drunken brawl. And the Orr Chapel owl riddled with dum-dums. However, the Mississippi University for Feld Women has a nice ring to it. It's got that ethnicity that some people will find appealing. The governor, of course, is merging all of Mississippi's universities, Mississippi and Southern Miss, into Ole Miss is as good as a mile. Okay. I'm with you on that. Controversial move to merge Alcorn, Mississippi Valley, and Jackson into Black Folks State. I don't like it. I don't like it. MSU and the Air Base into the Flying Cowbells. I don't buy it. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you know, Columbus here has, like, it's an amazing town. Actually, if you haven't been here, you should really make the stop down here because it has the biggest collection of antebellum, that's before the bellum, homes anywhere. It's really quite amazing. During the war of course, Northern aggression, I understand that. Columbus was never attacked because they were neutral. They were the Swiss of the South. They didn't take a position. Slavery was optional here. It was nice. You could be a wage slave, for example. Tennessee Williams House is a Victorian, actually, which the prodigy built when he was only 8 years old. Famous for its tin roof, which gets kind of hot. General Stephen D. Lee's house, he was the man who was this close to being Robert E. But he was Stephen D. You know, he had to live with that. With the overwrought iron porch, the famous overwrought iron porch. Or the cast iron animals, which were a big mistake. He said, he told the guy to go out and castrate the animals. And instead he cast iron them. Big misunderstanding. Well, Lee's all had speech problems. I don't know if you know. General Stephen D., the man who said, I know, let's fire on Fort Sumter. What are they going to do? Waverly, the beautiful Waverly, once known as the Stubblefield Place, by the way. And Clyde's back to claim it. He's already wearing the period dress, you may have noticed, actually. So he's... Then it'll be the pilgrimage to the funky drummer, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, they wanted to change the name of Columbus, too, actually. They wanted to take it back to its roots, go back to Possum Town. Then this will be known, the architecture will be known as Possum Eclectic. Kind of a nice ring to it. Or Queen Anne Possum. Gothic Possum. Italianate Possumate. Many of the Blewetts, actually, I don't know if you know this, they married possums years ago because there wasn't much of a choice in the early days of who you could marry. Columbus was the capital of the state, actually, when Jackson was still Chimneyville at that time. Here on the banks of the mighty Tombigbee. Yes, the only great river of the South, the only great river of the South not to have a popular song. You know? Unless it's, Won't You Come Home, Tombigbee? Or Tombigbee, How I Love You, How I Love You. You know, you don't hear songs like that. Mr. and Mrs. Tombigbee made me feel at home? No. Should be something. Franklin Academy, oldest school in the Mississippi. Kids who have been held back since 1821. St. Paul's, where Tennessee Williams learned all he knew about life in the rectory. His grandfather, great-grandfather, actually was St. Paul. That's not widely known. Another misnomer, actually, not Tennessee Williams. He was known as Tendencies Williams. The nickname as a kid, and it just stuck. You know. Columbus had the first DeSoto dealership in the 1640s. Silas McBee named it, actually, and just got a lousy crick in return. He got the crick. For many years, people thought it was in Alabama, which is a little like saying the Gaza Strip is a club in Israel. Speaking of which, Israel Aerospace is here, and many folks here are employed in the Israeli Twin Space Station project, one Orthodox and one Reform. The problem is, of course, they can't orbit on Saturdays, so that's been holding them back. General Nathan Bedford Forrest, famous hero, stopped the Yankees from invading when they heard about all the possums here. Sounded good to them. And ironically, of course, possums were what the Indians called white people. So that was the whole thing started as a misnomer. So. Anyhow, in the greater Columbus, Starkville, West Point, and Mississippi news, under new smoking law now, you can now inhale in Columbus and exhale in Starkville. That's compromise that they've reached. $108,000 to restore Tennessee Williams Rectory. It's an article. That's just true. I'm just reporting this. Friends of the W had a huge not everyone can wear maroon protest recently. A 77-pound flathead pulls in an angler on the 10-tom. Got him with stink bait. I'll do it every time. Page 4. The county says it will patch all Columbus potholes pointing towards Tibby, Bent Oak, or Steens. Okay. I'll take that out. You don't seem to want that. Visitors are advised to ignore panhandlers begging for fashion in front of the fashion barn. On Main Street. I know I get all my fashion from the barn. Approval of alcohol sales on Sundays has already doubled altar wine consumption. That's got to be a good thing. Jackson Square Grill actually will be serving mass on Sundays now. So. The Starkville in Oktibbeha. Close enough? Yes. Anyhow, the county's tornado drill has been postponed due to inclement weather. That one's even true. I don't know. For the holidays, Rick's Cafe in Starkville will feature a midget wrestler nativity scene. They're always come up with something at Rick's. The new aerospace mega site next to the Golden Triangle Airport hopes to attract E.T. They build it and he will come. The Columbus police officers who ran their prowlers with the doors open, sirens wailing, and the sheriff in the trunk claim they were doing a simulation for the sobriety training. And they may have been. Who are we to say? The Columbus Library SWAT team vows to collect 72,000 in overdue fines by any means possible. Should just about cover the cost of the assault vehicle, I think. Columbus to start a Jewish spring pilgrimage to Ruth's department store. Holstein arrested in MSU cowbell incident. Bucks in rut attempt to mate with F-16s at Columbus Air Force Base. The physically challenged deer hunt is over, much to the relief of physically challenged deer. And finally, and I mean that sincerely, Governor Haley Barbour says Mississippi will deal with global warming by issuing high water pants to all residents. Thank you very much. That's all the news it is for Columbus, West Point, Starkville, and all points, Mississippi.